3:24 is the time. 24 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. And Heidi to sporting peoples everywhere, all over this great, wide, wonderful world of ours. It is Tuesday. And we are prepared for the offering up of another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies. So everyone is instructed to heave to and trice up forthwith.
Got some evidence over here for you. You know, I'm always bitching and complaining about the Star Telegram website, just how pitiful and horrible it is.
You don't need to provide evidence to me on this.
Why?
Because it is. I'm right there with you. Anyway, what do you got?
So, after I went home late last night after the Ranger game, I thought I'd kind of read up on the draft and just kind of get familiar with it a little bit. And I didn't know this. This got by me, and you and I, well, we missed the boat yesterday.
Did we?
Yeah. Look who the Rangers selected with the 10th pick down there. I certainly didn't know that. Did you? With the 10th selection?
That they selected right-handed pitcher out of New Orleans, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond?
No. That got by me. Look at that, Cobra. The guy's name is Thomas Diamond, but not according to the Star Telegram.
Their website.
Is that a joke?
Oops. No.
Could it be?
It was on there.
You think that it might be some yuckster over there at the Star Telegram website?
Read the first paragraph in the body of the story at the top.
The Rangers took right-hander Thomas Diamond with their first pick in Monday's Major League Baseball Amateur Player Draft. Still, though, or was someone just not
thinking clearly?
You know
what? I don't think newspapers are in the business of gags.
Now, when they mention the second player that they took, Eric Hurley, if they put Elizabeth Hurley,
Liz,
then you'd know that it was. That would have been funny, too.
We're onto a gag.
Did you catch this?
Yeah.
Neil Diamond. It's funny.
How could you not catch it? Neil Diamond. But just more evidence of the pitiful. And the Star Telegram is a great newspaper. I love it. Wish I could subscribe to it. So I'm left to their pitiful, awful, horrendous website.
But you know, our website is equally embarrassing. And we're a pretty big radio station.
What's the matter with our website?
Are you kidding me?
Our website is good. It's just the hard line one is one's horrible. Now, The overall is good.
Okay.
Our overall, I mean, the ticket.com, it's very informative. It's always good. But if you click on the hard line online.
That's what I'm talking about.
Next to the Star Telegram, that's the worst site on the web.
It's got to be worse than the Star Telegram.
No, it's not worse than the Star Telegram. Because you know what? You can maneuver around on ours and get what you need to get. The Star Telegram is just cumbersome. It doesn't give everything. It's horrible. I mean, ours is second worst.
What's the matter with ours?
Yeah, what's wrong with ours?
Hardline Online?
Yeah.
Why don't you go check it out?
Ron, you obviously haven't checked it out in a while. You know what? I'm going to punch it up right quick.
It's updated.
Updated.
Got lots of fresh content.
Yeah, it was updated the first of the year.
Remember when you used to care about that, Danny?
I remember when everybody used to care about that thing for about 1 week.
And we're just too cheap to hire people out. You can't go straight to it. You got to go to the ticket.com.
Well, all Fernando does is just type up what the musers talked about earlier that day.
But you know what? At least he does it every day. He does it every day.
I'm not saying theirs is any better.
Can you imagine how ours would be if we tried to get Danny to do that?
I can.
Mike and Greg spent a lot of time talking about nothing today.
Okay,
and that's all it would be.
First of all, you punch up Heartland Online. It's a picture of you and I probably 6 or 7 years ago. And let me read it to you. Welcome to the Heartland Online. Is this thing failing? Probably. Is anyone reading this? Probably not. Oh, man, this sucks. That's how we greet our readers. That's how we do it.
I didn't do that. That's Groobs. Groobs is in charge of Heartland Online.
He is?
Yeah.
Groobs.
I didn't do anything on that. That's all Groobs. Groobs wanted to take it over.
See what you got with that guy? Nothing.
Don't direct that at me.
Yeah, Mike.
I didn't sign off on that.
He's your friend.
And one of the big stories on here...
He is?
Yeah, y'all
okay, here's one of the big stories on here. One of the top stories is when I caught Corby doo-dooing in Arizona. Oh, that happened March 23rd. That happened March 23rd.
We do do...
Doo-dooing.
And here's one. Here's some breaking news. The Heartland kicks ass once again, where we were named the National Show of the Year. All that took place in April.
Okay, well, we're close. Couple months behind.
Maybe we just haven't done anything since then.
So next to the Star Telegram, we don't have a lot of room to criticize, but we got some.
So they're worse than us?
Yes, they're worse than us.
Perfect.
But we're right there with them.
At least somebody is. What's the sort of website like?
I don't do
it
either.
Probably updated every day and kick ass.
It's got like
I don't know how to do that stuff.
All kinds of lot of info on there.
Yeah, every time they practice, they shoot pictures and get them up there before practice is even over with.
Yep.
That's why that we should bust into the budget and pay Sideshow Bob and let him do our website. And it would be great. It'd be one of the better ones on the web.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, that's a discussion that we may have to have somewhere down the road. But I'm afraid there's no time for that right now because we got to get rolling. We got a lot of stuff to get to here today. E-News will take place at 4:10. There are new Cowboy Stadium issues that are popping up. The Ranch Report is with us today at 5:30. And we got a lot of Rangers. We got a lot of NBA. We're even going to get into some hockey here today.
That'll drive him away.
Right.
Snake pit. Next. We're in the snake pit?
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. On deck, snake pit. Stand by.